What does being happy truly mean? What does it entail? Can anyone be happy, or is this desirable human emotion only reserved for the luckiest amongst us? I want to dispel many of the myths that keep many people from reaching their goals. Many of the issues are largely perpetuated by society because it helps to keep people in check, much like good subservient sheep. If you want to break free from these shackles and experience true happiness, this information is for you. Any individual who wishes to attain sustainable and lasting bliss must embrace one simple fact. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is not a commodity you can trade, buy, or even borrow. Similarly, it's not something that anyone can take away from you. Perhaps the birth of an argument is already forming in your mind. I implore you to resist the familiar learned response and open yourself up to a new way of life. We all deserve to be happy, so let's make it our primary choice. It's important to bear in mind that true happiness is not some fanciful nirvana that cannot be reached by mere mortals. It's also not some mystical and elusive pursuit that will require your every waking moment and breath to realize. Equally, it's not some torturous journey that will bring about regret and misery. We must set aside any pre-programmed ideas that we are put on this earth to suffer. As I regularly say, happiness is a personal choice everyone must make. With this in mind, you must relinquish notions and ideals that no longer work for you. The time has come to do something different. You cannot hope to achieve different results by continuing the same ineffectual practices. A wise man changes direction when he reaches the dead end, and so must we all. Some of these concepts might be hard for some people to embrace, but the sooner they do, the quicker it all makes sense and that change can occur. We are pushed to question many social constructs, and this might be uncomfortable for some, but the rewards are well worth the temporary discomfort. Similarly, just because you understand some of the principles outlined, it doesn't mean that you should head out and make impossible rash decisions. The idea behind this is to understand the concepts, analyze your own life, and see how you can set about implementing change. Sometimes the simple fact of self-enlightenment is enough to impart transformation in those around you. Additionally, it is important not to utilize this newfound knowledge as a battering ram to force revolution. Remember that the change you are seeking is internal. When you adjust your intent, your world begins to shift automatically. Only you can set the stage for personal growth. You can do everything inspirational guides instruct you to do, but until you change your mind, nothing will be any different. As soon as you change your mind, the world just changes around you. When you have internal faith and you open yourself up to accept the changes that arrive, the changes are instant. I'm a firm believer in being of positive mind, even when you don't yet believe, because you will be one step closer to the objective you seek. Expect the best and believe that it will happen. If you believe the reverse, so will your rewards reflect your expectations. Put out the right message to the universe and be prepared to embrace the changes. Never challenge or question the positive changes in your life. Just be grateful. If you wish to see change, the greatest alteration lies within. Become the person you wish to be before you demand the same of others. When you do, you will no longer demand, but you will remove yourself from undesirable situations and the company of those who do not serve you well. This is the beginning of true happiness.